What is peace brain? Peace brain is the synergistic connection between our mental and emotional bodies, blending the electrical power of the mind with the magnetic force of the heart. Listen and explore how to create unity worldwide as we blend science and metaphysics, open our hearts and minds to the possibilities of peace on Earth, and create the life we are each destined for. Featured guests range from angel communicators to zoologists and everything in between. Now here is your host, Dr. Gail Lash.
Welcome to the Peace Brain Show. This is your host, Dr. Gail Lash, and I'm so happy that you all have joined us here today. So today we have a really amazing show. We're talking with Mr. Bradley Metrock, and he is a professional in the technology industry, an iBooks author, and helps people create content that is really exceptional for their life, but we'll get into that in a minute. In his bio, I just wanted to let you know we're going to be talking about some really cool ways to create books and to use technology in a creative sense, and of course relating that back to peace. But as always, I open the show with a quote, and today I decided to use a quote from Socrates, who, of course, is an ancient Greek philosopher, lived about 2,500 years ago. And the quote from Socrates is, "The secret of change is to focus all of your energy not on fighting the old, but on building the new." So I like this quote because typically I know that many of us get caught up, or I do occasionally, get caught up in fighting something that I don't like, fighting an existing reality, and thinking about what I don't want. But it's really about creating something new. It's really about, what do I want to build? What kind of world do we want to see out there? And let's put our creative forces and our focus onto that new creative world. And this is so applicable to actually the topic we're going to be talking about today, which is coming off of a conference that just happened about iBooks Author. That's a template or a software program from Apple. And it is an amazing program that really is changing the educational industry and brings this incredible possibilities of how we can create a whole new educational system for young people coming into schools and into their own wisdom. So this quote, I think, really is about reminding us, don't fight the old, just build the new. Just choose. What do we want the world to look like? What kind of new do we want to live in? So I'll let you ponder that for a moment. I know for me, just to share, I, of course, want a world of peace. That's what the Peace Brain Show is about, and how different topics can relate to a new peaceful world. I am looking for one of unity and respect and honesty and using the creativity in each one of us, that we can use our own talents and gifts and use them in our work and our life and contribute to that peaceful world, to that new society that we're building. I just was, as an aside, was watching a video today of a young 13-year-old who is a physicist, and he has made a machine out of $15 worth of a coffee tin and some wire. He has created a machine that will generate free energy. So you can look him up, 13-year-old physicist and free energy, and he gave a talk at the United Nations. So, you know, this world is just amazing of what we can put together when we use our own creative talents. So let me get into introduce our guest today, which I'm very happy to have. It's Mr. Bradley Metrock, and he is the CEO of Score Publishing. And really, his motto is helping people become better interactive creators. And Bradley's bio is that he is Score Publishing is a digital media company based in Nashville, Tennessee. Score Publishing has the mission of helping people to become better interactive content creators, and accomplishes that mission through conferences, certifications, training, and content development. The company has just had a conference this last week, actually, called iBooksAuthorConference.com. And they have another conference coming up, the Alexa Conference, A-L-E-X-A Conference, which will focus on the growing community of developers producing content and developing apps for Amazon's Alexa voice recognition software. So you can go to alexaconference.com for more information. That's A-L-E-X-A, and then conference, spelled out, .com. So, welcome, Bradley, to the Peace Brain Show.
How are you, Gail?
I am doing well. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. I want to talk a little bit about kind of what how you got to where you are. And then obviously, because I just attended this iBooks Author Conference, which was phenomenal, and in conjunction with you had put together the Book Creator Conference and the Hype Conference as well in conjunction with that. Tell me a little bit about what turned you on to these types of technologies and the conferences you're doing these days.
Sure. So, you know, I grew up around technology. You know, I was fortunate. We had, from an early age, a computer in our house. And you know, I've always been technologically interested. But I've also been interested over my life in publishing. And in not only print publishing, but digital publishing as well. So, you know, part of that arose from seeing the power of your own voice. I've started businesses. I've been part of different organizations. And it's just, it's revolutionary how digital publishing and the publishing revolution in general has allowed individuals and small groups of people aligned in different ways to get their voice out there. Because for the vast majority of human history, the narrative is controlled by just a few people. And we're fortunate to live in an age today where if someone wants to raise their voice, if someone wants to document their voice and their thoughts and their opinions and their research and their collective work, they can do that, and they have less gatekeepers, and in some instances, no gatekeepers, but certainly less gatekeepers than ever before. So it's, you know, from the standpoint of your show and your overall standpoint on things of wanting to see peace in the world, you don't have peace unless you understand those around you. And today, thanks to these tools, it's possible to understand those around you in a way that's never been before possible, because everyone around you can communicate their story so it can be learned and understood and recognized by everyone else.
You're absolutely correct. And I want you to continue your story, and I want to get into when we're talking about everyone around us and giving authorship or voice to the people, we're talking about children as well, it just from all ages, in other words.
Well, sure. And, you know, as you and I were discussing before the show and at the iBooks Author Conference this past week, my wife and I have a four-year-old. His name is Mason. And the world that I would hope that he is able to enjoy is a collaborative one, is a respectful one, and is a peaceful one. And there's a lot of things that are going to have to go into that for that to ever come close to being true. But it looks like we're on our way to that, and at the heart of it is digital content creation. So, you know, like I was saying, so everyone can understand the perspective of their peers and the people they have to coexist with on a day-to-day basis on this planet. And, you know, my hope for him is that he'll be able to use tools like iBooks Author, tools like Book Creator, tools like Alexa, which is Amazon's voice recognition software, which you mentioned earlier, all of these different tools to express himself and find his tribe in the world so that he can make it a better place.
I love that you use find your tribe. So how can, give us an example. In other words, what can one of these tools offer to someone coming in wanting to put forth their voice, tell their story, no matter whether they're a 4-year-old or a 14-year-old or 44-year-old, what would that involve or what could that look like?
Yeah, I'll give you a perfect example. So and I could give you examples all day, and maybe that's maybe that's what you have in
maybe
mind.
Maybe so.
So we've done the iBooks Author Conference. And again, for those who don't know, iBooks Author is Apple's digital publishing software. It was one of Steve Jobs' final legacies before he died. He died in late 2011. He worked diligently on iBooks Author before he passed away. In early 2012, Apple released iBooks Author, and the rest is history. But iBooks Author is Apple's digital publishing software. It's a free download for Mac computers. So we've done the iBooks Author Conference each of the last 2 years. And the first year of doing it, I met Dr. Neil Desai. Neil Desai has a son who has a disease called osteogenesis imperfecta, which is known as brittle bone disease. And I also have a good friend of mine who has brittle bone disease from Birmingham, Alabama, which is where I grew up. And so I know all about it. I know I'm fairly familiar with the struggles that disease brings. And when I met Neil at the iBooks Author Conference back in 2015, he and I had a conversation. I learned about what he was doing. I learned that his hope was to use iBooks Author to tell his story. And his story is about his son and his son's disease. And what Neil proceeded to do with iBooks Author is use the tool not only to tell his son's story, but he went out and found a number of different other people who have the disease and even celebrities who either have the disease or have been affected by it, either with a family member or a close associate. And Neil has used the power of this next-generation content creation tool, iBooks Author, to find his tribe and to find his son's tribe and to tell a story that needed to be told and then use the Apple ecosystem, the iBook store, to distribute that story. And his book is just about to come out. It's been done. He's been distributing it, and he's been circulating it from a proofing standpoint, so it's already getting out there to some degree. But it will be published in the near future and then will be accessible to a much wider audience, obviously. And I think that is a perfect example of using the tools that are at your disposal for the first time in human history to affect change and to make the world a better place and certainly make it a more peaceful place because it's a more understanding place.
Wow, thanks. So for the listeners who don't know what iBooks Author can do, tell us a little bit of what's different about iBooks Author versus, you know, using Amazon's CreateSpace or Lulu or any of the other sort of self-publishing forums?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, absolutely. So since 1440, when Gutenberg invented the printing press, books have been a certain type of thing. You know, the books have been mostly text, and on occasion there's a picture or some pictures. And it's been that way for a long time. And even with, tools that Amazon provides for the Kindle was designed to be an electronic replica as much as technologically possible of the printed page. And therefore, it really only contemplates, for the most part, text and image paradigm. iBooks Author takes, it truly allows what we call, with Score Publishing, next generation digital books. And so what does that mean? That means that we're not just talking about text and a couple of, you know, black and white images anymore. We're talking about text. We're talking about high resolution imagery or photography. We're talking about audio, you know, either with great fidelity or not so great, it doesn't matter. We're talking about video, same thing there. It can be super high resolution or it can be low resolution, any of the above. And then we're talking about interactivity. We're talking about interactive elements of a number of different types, ranging from interactive quizzes to interactive images that guide you around an image in a created sort of tour, guided tour around an image, to panoramic experiences that are possible in an iBook, to games that can be created and embedded, to animations that are possible, to all sorts of whatever you want to create, you can, using HTML5, which has really emerged as a dominant technological format. And between the text, the images, the audio, the video, and the interactivity, that is what comprises a next-generation digital book. And I really believe that those five factors, the text, the images, the audio, the video, and the interactivity, will be around, will be the cornerstones of digital books for perhaps even the next 1,000 years. And so the train is just now leaving the station with tools like iBooks Author, because the content that people create today will stand long past their time on Earth. And I really believe that, and many other people do as well. Now, yes, augmented reality and virtual reality will play a role. And already there are some aspects of virtual reality that can be incorporated into iBooks via the HTML5 code that can be inserted into these books. So you've got some additional things that may come into play, but in general, those five factors mean that we, the ability of our mobile devices now to facilitate this type of content means that we've reached an inflection point. It means that people now have in their hand, in front of their face, hours on end during the day, they have the ability to receive this next generation content, and that's not going away. So that's the way we look at it. And in terms of something that's not to be left out of the discussion is the fact that there are some other tools that do some things that approximate what iBooks Author can do. But iBooks Author is the best at doing what it does with these five factors. Say them again: text, images, audio, video, interactivity. Nothing comes close to handling those like iBooks Author does. Nothing comes close to doing as relatively easily for the user what iBooks Author allows you to do. Other programs are much harder. And nothing comes close to how iBooks Author is vertically integrated into an e-commerce in a distribution machinery. The way that iBooks Author allows one-click publishing into the iBook store, which is Apple's digital marketplace, easily accessible and trusted by hundreds of millions of people worldwide, you add all these things together and you get something so unique and so powerful that it's undeniable. And that is why we have seen the community of users grow with iBooks Author over the last couple of years, and it's why we've seen such a fanatic interest in the iBooks Author conference, and we've grown over the last 2 years, and we anticipate that to continue.
So to put a visual on it, thank you for that explanation. I remember Harry Potter and where his textbooks and the different posters, et cetera, had the moving pictures and people talking, you know, as you open the book. And that's kind of what we're talking about with iBooks Author. It actually goes beyond that because you can have that interactivity. And what I saw in this conference is, for example, a teacher could embed a test in the book, the textbook or the storybook, and the student could actually answer the questions in the book and then email it, call up the email that's in the book and email it to the professor, and then the professor grades it from that those emails. And it's all seamlessly integrated. Pretty amazing.
That's right. And what makes Harry Potter an even better example than you might have realized is the fact that last year, around this time, Apple worked with J.K. Rowling to release enhanced editions of the Harry Potter series that were created with iBooks Author.
Oh my goodness!
And yeah, they were done. So, not to get too technical here, but iBooks Author is capable of producing two formats. It can produce the EPUB format, which is a more accepted format for digital books, but it is also a more limited format for digital books. So iBooks Author produces the EPUB format, and that is how Apple used iBooks Author to create these enhanced editions for Harry Potter, as well as it's exactly what they did this past, just a couple of weeks ago, in releasing enhanced editions of Game of Thrones. So Apple themselves is using the technology to lead the marketplace in its own way into this future. And there's a lot of other people leading it into the future as well, but Apple is doing its part as far as this is concerned. The other format that iBooks Author produces is files, you know, that end in .iBooks. It's a .iBooks file format. It's the native format that is fully interactive, fully multimedia driven, fully engaging. And so iBooks Author is flexible in that way that it accommodates these multiple formats. But yes, Harry Potter and the visual that you provided is apt because these books come to life. And it's engaging, it's memorable, it's something totally new and different. And I think that's great.
It was just amazing to me. I remember seeing iBooks Author at an Apple store I was doing a one-to-one with one of the trainers and looking at that and thinking, oh, this is great, but it still doesn't feel like it's quite the right timing for it. That was a couple years ago. But now, as you said, due to our upgrade in technology and mobile devices, et cetera, this really is the way of the future current and way of the future for books, digital books. It's very exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. And when the software came out in 2012, it was truly ahead of its time, to its detriment. And as I commented at the conference on this, almost every time a product or service comes out that is vastly ahead of its time, it dies because people don't know what to do with it. They don't know how to leverage it. They don't know how to integrate it into their own way of doing things and into their own hopes and dreams for themselves. But what makes iBooks Author different is that it was Apple's thing that was ahead of its time. And it was Steve Jobs, probably the final thing that he ever worked on. So as you can imagine, nobody at Apple is going to be that guy or that woman who killed off Steve Jobs' final project.
last project.
And so no one's going to be that person. And so the software was given, and educators took off and ran with it from the beginning, but many of these other sectors dabbled with it. And the publishing industry itself, the big publishing industry, dabbled with it and made some investments, and it didn't go anywhere because people weren't willing to pay a premium for the content at that point. And so the whole thing would just came off a little bit snake bitten. But Apple was patient with it for the reasons that I said, and probably some others. And in 2014, 2 years after the software came out, actually it was more than 2 years because it was in October of 2014, whereas the software came out in January of 2012, Apple released its first huge update to iBook software that added a tremendous amount of new features that people had been asking for. And then they followed it up in the summer of 2015 with another massive update with a lot of features that people had asked for. And then they've continued to update it since. And between all of that, the software has become even more powerful than it already was, and even more capable than it already was. And so that's sort of how we've arrived at this point from that standpoint, and we're fortunate that it played out how it did.
So let's talk about that for a minute. If I wanted to use iBooks Authors, or anybody listening wanted to use iBooks Author, what kind of hardware would you need? How difficult or easy would it be? What training is available? All that good stuff.
So in order to use iBooks Author, you need to have a Mac computer that's been released in the last few years. It's got to be capable of having Mac OS Sierra on it, their new operating system. So that's going to be a Mac computer, a desktop or a laptop that's been released in about the last 3 or 4 years or sooner.
Actually, I'll add to that because Yosemite, I know I put it on my Mac Air, and I have Yosemite 10.10.3, I think it is. That's the oldest, I think, software that work or OS system that works with iBooks Author.
Well, with version 2.5 that just came out, there's some.
So when I upgrade, I need to upgrade. Okay.
Well.
Okay.
Yeah,
got it.
You may run into some problems, but you may be able to get it to work. But in general, Mac computers from the last 3 or 4 years, you ought to be okay. Of course, Apple would love for you to run out and buy something brand new. of course.
All right, so we need an updated Mac computer. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and so once you have that, then you go to the Mac App Store, so the App Store that's on your Mac, and you search for iBooks Author, and you'll find it. And it's a free download, and you download it, and the great thing about iBooks Author is that I liken it to a great piece of literature. So, you know, if you have a 10-year-old that reads Old Man and the Sea, they can get something out of that at a surface level. You have a 20-something, you know, college student read Old Man and the Sea, they're going to dive deeper into that. And then if you have a 60-year-old PhD in literature read Old Man and the Sea, they're going to get down to the nitty-gritty, almost the very source code, if you will, of the book, and get something different out of it as well. And great software works like that. Great software rises up to meet the user where they are. And that's what iBooks Author does. So for the person who's listening to this show, thinking that they've got a story to tell, they've got a personal story to tell, they've got a professional story to tell, they want to find out what this is about, I would encourage you to, once you have downloaded the software, to just start playing with it. Don't be intimidated by some of the more advanced functions you'll see. There's still plenty you can do, and you can get your feet wet, and that's how greatness starts. So that's really the steps, is buy Mac hardware, download the free software, and start experimenting.
So let's talk about education for a minute, because I know it's been used, as you said, the education community took iBooks Author and ran with it, and it's been used really, as I was told, Steve Jobs really said, this is going to replace all textbooks. So let's talk a little bit about what the possibilities are in the education realm with iBooks Author.
Sure. So Steve Jobs had a famous quote associated with iBooks author. He said he wanted to, and this is verbatim, digitally destroy the educational textbook market. And and you know, those are exactly the type of words he would use, you know, knowing what we know about him and why, you know, he was able to be as successful as he was, is because he was just sort of that way. But in terms of, you know, a show about peace, sometimes you got to go to battle, you know, to make things peaceful after, you know, for the long term. And that's the way Steve Jobs looked at things. And so Steve Jobs had educational goals for iBooks author. And that's, after he died, the whole event that Apple had in New York City to launch iBooks author was focused on education. And so Apple's explanation and demonstration of how iBooks author could be used in an educational context is what enabled and what empowered educators to run with it. And I think everybody, when I look at it, I'm not an educator, but I interact with educators a lot doing what we do. And it seems to me that for whatever it may be worth, the future for education is individual educators being empowered to be the master of their domain, to create their own curriculum, to update it whenever they choose, and not be restricted by either what is and what is not in a textbook that some big company decided to print, but also by the cost of that textbook.
Mm-hmm,
so
right.
A guest at the iBooks Author Conference this year and last year, Dr. Michael Mills, he talks about how one particular class he has worked with bought a history book. They adopted this history textbook, and as he was disturbed to find out after it was too late to do anything about it, it was a massive textbook, 300 or 400 pages, one of those huge tomes that's exactly what you envision
right.
when you think of the word textbook.
Mm-hmm.
And in this massive tome, there was one paragraph on 9/11, and there was one paragraph on the war in Iraq. And that was not compatible with what Michael wanted to do with his students. And that is what led them to adopt iBooks Author. And they were able to change the curriculum, have, you know, talk about all the things that he specifically wanted to cover in his class, leave out all those things he didn't want to cover in his class, and he can update it rapidly, you know, within instantly, depending on how you're deploying content, whenever he wants. And so it gave him the power that I think 20 years from now every educator in America will have.
Mm-hmm.
It's to control the curriculum and really maybe for the first time, you know, in the modern classroom setting where we've had these big publishers produce these textbooks and this modern paradigm of education, it will give the power back that educators used to have to control learning outcomes.
Exactly. So in other words, each professor, each teacher has the ability to create their own book for their own classroom that has the content
right.
they're looking for. And that's interactive, that has, as we've been talking about, the videos, the URLs, the sound, you know. And we were discussing at the conference, and I want to point this out, that for people with disabilities, this is really important because the books do include sound if you can't see as well, if you have limited sight, or they include you know, descriptions on the images, and you can choose your text, your font that is really very readable, and then of course you can include the motions, the videos, the movies, etc. So it's really very friendly to all people.
It is. It's extremely accessible. It's extremely inclusive, and it opens the door to personalized learning in a very unique way. But and even one step beyond, you know, what I've already described, you have some schools where an entire department, let's say the science department, will band together and work on either one book or a series of books that will open these doors for their students. So it's open collaboration in that way. And then something that's not to be left out here is that iBooks Author, yes, it is very robust, very flexible, very powerful to allow the creation of full-blown digital textbooks. But you don't have to go the whole nine yards to get utility out of iBooks Author. You can use it for lesson plans, an accessible syllabi. Some educators we've seen video all of their lectures, and then the iBook is nothing more than a glamorized compilation of videos, maybe with a little bit of additional content that students thereafter can consume. Mm-hmm. And have available to them. So it's to say it's just a textbook replacement is selling it far short.
Exactly.
It's an incredibly flexible tool. And this is why we do the iBooks Author Conference, is to see what the thought leadership and the best practices are in the different sectors where this software is being used, which at this point is all of them.
Exactly.
Educators are doing all sorts of stuff. Creatives of all types are doing stuff. Graphic designers of different types, instructional designers, marketers are using it to create collateral to describe their products and services. Entrepreneurs are using it because it's free. Corporate trainers like the folks at Southwest Airlines are using it to, you know, Southwest
exactly.
Airlines uses iBooks Author to
that
create
so
Southwest
cool.
Airlines University.
That
yeah,
Southwest Airlines came and spoke about how they did their training. And, of course, they can put the video in the book of what the flight attendant is supposed to be doing and the proper ways to do their presentations. And of course, everything can be seen there, not just listed in text. That's what the beauty of it is. And then one of your other, Christine was pointing out, she made a resume on iBooks Author. So, of course, if you're a musician or if you are have anything that you want to highlight, the audio or a video, particularly artists, you can put that in your resume, and there it is live in the book or in the presentation with your actual performances.
Absolutely. And so, yeah, then the bottom line is, you know, we are very much in a brave new world with digital content creation, largely thanks to iBooks Author. And fortunately, it appears like that is a more peaceful existence that has brought to us.
Absolutely. And then, of course, all of this content can be on one device, one iPad, you know, one computer, one phone, and very portable and very inexpensive and accessible to the world. That's what's really beautiful about it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. To tie it back to your opening quote from Socrates, you know, we're focused on what's new. You know, we understand what was old, and that informs, you know, how we look at some of these tools. But, you know, the world is ready for something new. It has been for a while. You know, the Kindle has sort of plateaued. There are all these other things I discussed, and that's what iBooks Author delivers.
So tell us a little bit about your conferences. What got you started into conferences, Bradley, of putting all this together?
Well, we wanted to bring the community of users of iBooks Author together and you know, SCORE Publishing's mission to help people become better interactive content creators. Conferences are a natural extension of that. It's almost a requirement of that because we want to bring people together so we understand and so others can understand how are these tools being used? How are these stories being told? What's important? What's not? And iBooks Author is just the first one that we've started with, and it's because it's extremely compelling and because that opportunity was there. But we are very much looking forward to the Alexa conference as well in January, which will be hosted on the campus of Vanderbilt University, because Alexa takes what iBooks Author is sort of this. It's everything. It's everything all in one. And Alexa scales it down, and it's just audio. And when you talk about the Internet of Things, and you talk about your whole house, your whole abode, every room in it being live, able to you know, not just do things like play music and tell you the weather, but give you real-time information about, hey, your refrigerator is about to die. You may want to do something about that before it happens. Save your food this time, or your toilet is not functioning correctly, or your plumbing is bad, or your door is messed up. Being able to interact with your house and different objects. That's what the Internet of Things is. And Alexa, out of all the different voice recognition software, there's Siri and there's Cortana and different things, Alexa's the furthest along, and we've seen that because Amazon has opened Alexa up to third-party developers. So everybody from Uber to Pizza Hut to famously, when the Batman vs. Superman movie came out, DC Comics created a game for Alexa that was an audio-based, sort of choose-your-own-adventure game called The Wayne Investigation. And the purpose of this game was to interact with an Amazon Echo or Amazon Tap, which are powered by Alexa, you play the game and you talk to the device and you find out who killed Bruce Wayne's parents, Bruce Wayne being Batman, if you're not familiar with that whole thing. So, Amazon held this game up and said, this is the most successful, most engaging thing that somebody has done with the platform because they track all these metrics. And they said, we want more developers developing not just games, but developing apps for Alexa in general. And an app that is developed for Alexa is called an Alexa skill. That's their nomenclature for it. So Amazon says, we're going to provide the tools. We're going to provide the resources. We want people developing for this. And it's a different type of thing. And you're seeing a lot of content creators come to Alexa with a different mindset. For people who have written the book, they narrate the book and turn it into an audio book, and then turn that audio book into an Alexa skill that is actually sort of an app that sits within the platform where someone can interact with a device or very soon interact with any device, and it will read that content back to them. It's a way for content creators just one more way for content creators to get that content out into the world. And much less there's other things that can be done with it, too. So from Score Publishing standpoint, we are bringing communities together, and that's why conferences will always have a role. But we also produce different certifications. Believe it or not, there is a body called the NCCA, the National Certifier of Certifiers. They have a set of standards for certifications, and we adhere to those. There's value to produce, there's value to produce credentials that demonstrate to the marketplace that you are proficient in doing something.
Exactly.
And so that plays a role. We do a lot of training, both on site and online, in these tools. And then finally, for people who say, you know what, forget it, I'm going to pay you to help me realize my vision. We help people do that too. So that's what we're about, and that's sort of how it's all come together for us.
Wow, sort of the whole package here. So how can someone find, I know you have the conference coming up. It's alexaconference.com, alexaconference.com. If someone wanted training or specific advice, where might they go?
Well, they should probably email me directly at this point. We're on the verge of launching a couple of new websites that would answer that question.
Okay.
Me and my staff are very personal. We want to talk to people and learn what people are doing. So people should just email. I'll give you a good email address for that. It's info at ibooksauthor.com. Guru. So I'm going to spell that out, info at IBOOKSAUTHOR.GURU. You email that, you'll get one of us. Even if you don't want to do something with iBooks Author, you just want to have a conversation based on this show or something else, we'd love to have that with you. We'd love to meet you, and you can email us there.
Perfect. Thank you, Bradley. Yes, I know you are just have amazing resources, so info@iBooksAuthor.guru, and you are in Nashville, Tennessee. We're getting toward the end of the show. What last words of wisdom do you have for our listeners?
I think the thing that I try to impress to people, especially people who aren't part of any of this, they didn't know about iBooks Author before this show, they have an existence that involves totally other tools and things going on, just that everybody has a story to tell. Everybody has something they want to say. And what's amazing about this time is that the tools to make that happen are available. And it's not that hard to learn, and it's not that hard to get started. It just takes initiative. It doesn't take a huge IQ. It doesn't take a lot of money. It just takes initiative. And my challenge to anyone listening to the show is to embrace that, is to think about what story that they've had kicking around, the things that have happened in their life that they want to talk about and share, and go out and challenge themselves to find the initiative to communicate those things that they have on their heart and in their mind.
Well, we are on the same wavelength, because I think you just introduced our Peace Brain meditation. That is going to be
Excellent.
Part of this meditation, so thank you. Thank you very much, Bradley Metrock, for being on the Peace Brain show today. Thanks for being our guest.
Thank you very much, Gail. Yeah, thank you very much for having me, and I greatly appreciate it.
You're welcome. Okay, well, take a breath, everyone. We are going to go into the Peace Brain meditation. So just get comfortable in your chair or wherever you're sitting, and take a breath. Be present. And I invite you, as I usually do, to create a grounding cord, and that is an energetic connection between your body and the center of the earth. I like to envision a tree trunk or a beam of light coming out of my last spine, my vertebrae, and going down through the center of the planet, down to the center of the planet, just through all the layers of the earth and really anchoring into Mother Earth. This is the same thing as that third prong on the electrical outlets. We are electrical as well, and we don't want to burn our circuit out. So that's what the third prong on those electrical outlets is. It's so a surge of energy comes down the wire and it doesn't burn the wire out. It gets grounded off into Mother Earth. And Mother Earth recycles energy. She turns it into really good energy that can be used for something else. So I invite you to take your whole day and just allow it to flow down your grounding cord into the earth, just so you can be present. And any concerns or thoughts about the future, let them flow down the grounding cord. Don't worry, you'll remember them later. And just be present. Take a breath. And now you have the opportunity, I invite you to think of a story that you do want to tell. What is your story? And of course, I know you have multiple stories, but what is it that's really on the top of your mind that you want to say, that you want to impart to the world? What might be a story you can tell today? And create that vision in your mind. Think of who the characters are in this story. Where do they start out? Where do they begin? And through the journey, where do they end up? How do they grow and change and morph into the new person that they are at the end of the story? And then what lessons are learned during this story? Because every story has a moral or a lesson. So think of your story. Give it life. Start to envision what the character would look like if you were to put it in a book, if you were to put it in a medium that people, that you could share with others, that people could read, people could interact with. And so look at your character. It could be yourself. It could be someone else. It could be an object or an animal. Your protagonist. What journey does that protagonist take? What are you saying to the world? And then how can you get that message across? What sound, perhaps, would embody that message? What song comes to mind? Or what visual, perhaps a video, a movie, with both sound and visuals, pictures? So what pictures could you choose to tell your story? And what videos would support that story? And then are there games, crossword puzzles, or some kind of wordplay that perhaps you would throw in there as well to help convey your story? There are numerous ways to tell your story. Plan it out, scene by scene, step by step, and have fun. Have that joy in your heart, like a little child who's building things or drawing and coloring. And there's no limits. You can color outside the lines. You can be that free spirit within your heart. Let that story emerge and take flight and see it in its fullness and its beauty. And know that there are tools out there for you to put this all down in a digital format if you choose to share it. This is your story, and the world wants to hear it. Because when we get to know each other, when we get to share our stories, we become brothers and sisters. We understand each other. And we create a more peaceful world. So I invite you to take this vision of your story and the steps, the scenes, the possibilities of how to share it out into the world, and to take the initiative to take action to actually create that story in a format where others can read it, can hear it, can view it, can experience it. So take a breath, honor yourself, be happy, give yourself a pat on the back, good job, and open your eyes, be back in the present moment, and know that this is just one story you have to tell. You have a lifetime of stories that are meant to be shared. So I invite you to go forth and to share those stories. And I want to thank you very much for tuning in today to the Peace Brain Show and remembering your stories and finding out a little bit more about ways that we can all get to know each other around the planet. And I want to thank again my guest, Mr. Bradley Metrock. And I want to invite you now all to please go forth and activate your peace brain and put your mark on the World Peace Trails map. Many blessings.
Thank you for joining us on the Peace Brain Show. You can find us at tourismforpeace.com. Be sure to check out Dr. Gale's Alchemy of Peace coaching sessions her Peace Master plans for your business or organization, and her upcoming book, Peace Brain 101. Tune in to BBS Radio Station 2 every other Tuesday at 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern for the Peace Brain Show and your next installment of Wonder, Inspiration, and Practical Peace.